Let's talk a little bit about Justice for Our Neighbors.
My name is Joy Moore, and I'm an attorney with Justice for Our Neighbors. And Justice for Our Neighbors in Iowa has been around about 14 years. Right now, we are an office of three attorneys and one office manager, and we provide direct legal services for many immigrants in our state.
How long have you been part of this JFON legal group?
I've only been there since late October 2013. I am a native Nebraskan, new to Iowa. But I've been doing immigration legal services for about the past 5 or 6 years since I started law school.
Mm-hmm. And what drew you to that?
So my passion for working with immigrants started when I was 16 at my high school in Nebraska near Lincoln. We had our first migrant families come to our school, and we didn't have anything in place for their language acquisition or becoming a part of our community. So I worked with those kids every day, helping them learn English from my Spanish ability. And then that moment on, from previous to that experience, I thought I was going to be a sideline football reporter because of my great love for Husker football and all things football. But that really was the moment where my heart changed completely, and I wanted to give my life more to being a bridge between the immigrant community and the host community. So that's where my passion stemmed from.
And you got from Nebraska
mm-hmm.
to Iowa.
To Iowa, yeah. Crazy that anyone would switch over. But no, there are plenty of back and forth. So yeah, it's been a wonderful, I have worked with several nonprofit legal service agencies, and far and away, Iowa Justice for Our Neighbors is the best. And so a lot of that's due to the support we have from the Iowa Annual Conference and very high quality staff and good procedures in place to serve our clientele.
Yeah. What's the state of things now in terms of the support work that you're doing compared to maybe 4 or 5 years ago?
You know, what I do right now is distinct from the whole bread and butter of immigration law. I only work with victims of domestic violence and sexual assault who are immigrants, and so that is my daily reality. What I see is constant need. I have about 50 clients with about 20 waiting to be called, so just in the state of Iowa alone. Thankfully, there are programs in place to help abused immigrant women if they qualify under certain, if they meet those qualifications. But I guess if we look at immigration law as a whole, we just continue to see more and more people that are caught up in a broken system or a system that is not tending towards humane and just treatment for families. So that's a roundabout response, I guess, mm-hmm. of what I see.
Is it more individualized apprehensions now than a few years ago?
There have been more deportations under President Obama than any other president. I would think that has to be due to more money, more federal money being spent on enforcement. A lot of people that get caught up in the deportation system are not people who have a criminal record, or if they do, it's a very low misdemeanor. And so the highest priorities for the government are often not being caught, but those that are just here without papers are often those that end up being enforced against. So
you're specialty, your client base, I would imagine there's a lot of fear.
Absolutely.
And a lot of, I better keep quiet.
Yes. I think that's the biggest gift that comes from these programs. The two major federal programs I work with are the U Visa and the VAWA program. And the benefit they can give to people who qualify are they receive a work permit, and then they receive a path to residency and eventually citizenship. And so it does remove them from the shadows when they're able to get a legal status and an ability to provide for their family in a legal way. Otherwise, they are often hidden victims who, because they are being abused and because they know that they are not legally here will continue to stay in the shadows unless they have the courage to call like a crisis hotline or a domestic violence agency. And that's how I find out about a lot of them is I'll get a referral from a domestic violence advocate who thinks that they might have a case, an immigration case. It is a wonderful process for me to be able to meet someone who has kind of come to their end of the rope without hope here in this country and be able to walk them through a process where at least they have the tools to survive here and eventually thrive, hopefully.
Take a little bit more macro view for the moment about justice for our neighbors in Iowa. You said there's a significant amount of support.
Mm-hmm.
Could there be more support?
Absolutely. I think that some people know about us, but I think there are quite a few people in the Methodist Church and certainly in the greater faith community, in the greater community-based organizations that don't know about our work. And we're the only attorney-driven immigration nonprofit in the state, which means the demands on us are immense. We would love to always grow more. Mm-hmm. And so we're talking as a staff and as a board about how can we get our name out more? How can people understand our clients more so that they can at the same time grow in their compassion and grow in their understanding of an immigrant's plight. So yeah, we're in active communication about how to grow our organization and just grow people's awareness for this issue.
You have some colleagues who are JFON neighbors in the state.
Bryn Howard has been with us for about 3 years. Mm-hmm. She serves clinics in Des Moines and Storm Lake, Iowa, monthly. Mm-hmm. And then Ann Naffier we hired started about January 1st of this year, 2014. And she serves the eastern part of the state right now, Cedar Rapids, Ottumwa, Columbus Junction. So, and then we have Griselle Herrera is our office manager. And so we are, all four of us are bilingual, and so we hear their Spanish and English flow freely in our in our office environment.
Then two follow-up questions. One, if people wanted to know more about the JFON program, where would they go?
There, we have a website of our own, www.iajfon.org. And then also through the Iowa Annual Conference website, there's a link to us, and we're featured on that page. Our phone number is 515-255-9809, and we welcome calls if people want to get involved in some way. We try and figure out ways that they could get involved with those monthly clinics, maybe eventually coming in and doing some clerical work. And, you know, there are so many good organizations providing awareness and education for the immigrant issue in our country. And use discerning eyes on the internet and when you write in, I guess, something that you're interested in, and you'll be able to find great resources for understanding the system.
And then related to that, if either someone has a personal need to contact you or one of your colleague attorneys, or perhaps an individual is aware of somebody else in need, use that phone number?
Yes, absolutely. We have designated intake hours for the new client or the first point of contact. Mm-hmm. Those are Monday from 1 to 4 and Friday from 9 to 1. And so those are the times when someone could try and make an appointment. We don't do walk-ins, so we do appointments that are scheduled. At these clinics or with me as the domestic violence attorney, we do those over the phone more often around the state. So that's exactly right. Use that 515-255-9809 number and you'd be able to hopefully get some information.
Great. Mm-hmm. Joy, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.